I want to definitely give Gordon an opportunity to get in a plug. We haven't even done that for, I know you've got a newsletter, Gordon, and you keep everybody very closely in touch with what you see coming. And you've recorded your predictions for a very long time now, and that's something people can get. How do they do that?
They can go online, which is the easiest and fastest way, which is intuitiveflash.com. Or they can write us at Intuitive Flash, P.O. Box 367, West Chesterfield, New Hampshire, 03466. Or Monday through Thursday, they can call 603-256-6520.
All right. Everything has to be done twice. So do the address and the phone number one more time. Everybody by now has got their pencil.
Okay. Email. The web address is intuitiveflash.com. The address is P.O. Box 367, West Chesterfield, New Hampshire, 03466. And the phone number, Monday through Thursday, 603-256-6520.
All right, good. All right, Gordon, I'd like to take, if we could, a few phone calls.
Sure.
All right, here we go. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Gordon Michael Scallion. Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Jonathan from Atlanta. How are you?
Okay, Jonathan.
I have a question for your caller. Really, it's a two-part question. I was listening for the last couple of hours as I'm traveling tonight, and what struck me is interesting is I read James Redfield's books just recently about New Insights, and some of the similarities with what you've talked about, how people are sort of gaining new consciousness about things that are happening in our world. I'd like you to maybe comment on that. And second, I guess this question is one that comes to mind when I hear discussions about possessions. I think about some of the events prophesied in the Bible. And, the racing forward that seems to be taking place today and how this is sort of foretold, do you think this may lead us to what is foretold in the book of Revelation?
Both are really good questions. Why don't we take number two first? Do you think that we are on line, on course and glide path for what is told in the Bible?
I think many of the prophecies, especially some of the works of Peter, are indeed coming true. I think prophecy, as it was recorded in the Testaments, I think we're seeing elements of that now. We could look at any time period and see battles of light and dark occurring. We can go back a millennium and see that since 2,000 years ago. But I do think that Revelation, my insights on Revelation is that it is more of a book of all times. It's kind of like how consciousness moves. If you read Revelation from the perspective of it trying to give us lessons of life, then we get a better understanding of it. So the simple answer is yes, I think. Many of the biblical prophecies, as well as Native American and many other faiths and belief systems, I think they're all happening right now. I think we're right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. And on James Redfield, on this new consciousness.
We definitely are in a new consciousness. More and more people are becoming aware. We see it in particular with their children. We see how much brighter they are, much more aware. My experience is that people are becoming more and more intuitive. It's like, intuition is a natural part of our being that we have just shut down, and now that's we're unfolding like a flower. So the new consciousness is that we're seeing the bigger picture. We're seeing the potential, and we're also realizing the ramifications of wrong decisions. So it's almost like we opened a door and went into another room, and we're seeing different colors. And that's how I equate it to right now, that a new consciousness is unfolding at the same time all these other changes are going on.
It's kind of like a race in a way, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Gordon Michael Scallion. Hi.
Hey, this is Scott from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, aloha, guys. Fantastic show this evening.
Thank you.
Hey, your thoughts on what we're doing here in this country and then perhaps in south of the, in the other hemisphere, the elements that we're feeding our sun, whether it's being done from the dark side of the moon or just atomic testing that we've done here on the planet that's speeding up our DNA through the sunshine and the other energy rays that's increasing our vibration and our awareness, making us ultra human. And then that kind of puts us towards, as you say, some of the prophecies that were coming earlier.
Well, maybe you're talking about that change in consciousness. I don't know. You kind of twisted it around a few things there. But there are a lot of people who feel that the atomic testing changed something, that the energy from the sun has a great effect. I know you talk about the molten center of the Earth. Is that all tied up?
Yeah. Anything, first of all, the sun and the Earth, in fact, all the planets in our sun system, they all talk to each other. They talk to each other through a series of rays that, that exchange. So we tend to think that we're drawing sunlight from the sun, but we're also drawing six other vibrations. So, you know, magnetism, electricity, heat, you know, all these forces that, that we know about and some that we don't know about are coming to the Earth. But in order for the Earth to draw these forces, it must also give back, which means that when we do nuclear testing, when we have a consciousness of a society that's negative, when we do things that violates nature,
mm-hmm.
all of these things feed back to the sun, and we see the reactions. We see it building. Now, in addition to this, we also must look at the fact that, that the sun goes through a cycle, too. Not only does it go through a magnetic pole cycle that it recently occurred, but it also goes through cycles of activity, not just sunspots now, you know, the 11-year cycle, but it goes through bigger cycles, and we're in one of those right now, too. So it's like everything you could imagine is now being played out.
I can imagine a lot. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Gordon Michael Scallion. Hello.
Hello. My name is Lawrence. I'm in Austin, Texas.
Hey, Lawrence.
I find it's interesting that you mentioned that the planets have their own kind of influence and personality, the Sanskrit word for planet, and the, you know, by extension, the personality of that planet is graha, and then the personality of somebody here on Earth, just the little people or whatever, is griha. So they're definitely related. I just wanted to kind of tell you that I had my own personal kind of possession experience, not myself, but with a friend of mine, and as rare as it is, he actually knew after a while that he did have something going on. At one point in time, he had informed me that he had woken up in the middle of the night and felt like there was some kind of presence or something in the room with him. And after a while, he came to realize that it wasn't outside of him, but, you know, in him. Anyway, my question to you is, I saw a movie recently that that kind of did a drama, you know, spoof or what, I don't know, I don't think it was a spoof exactly. It was like some kind of a thing where they were taking the possession of, away from a boy. And the priest had gone to a library and looked up information on, you know, how to do a possession, a dispossession or whatever. And
exorcism.
Exorcism, there you go, thank you. And anyway, one of the things that they came up with is the time of changing. And it's like I could never do anything for my friend. I mean, I can pray, and I can, and I know those things matter. But I wondered if there was maybe, you know, with regard to like that time of changing, if there was maybe a better time or any kind of a better technique to utilize, just for a layman to know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. Many influences where you feel like there's a presence in the room. Oftentimes, that is not a possession. It's either someone who currently is alive, it's just their astral body visiting. Sometimes it can be other than that. But when people are going through these changes internally, it's not, you know, we all look for the quick fix. You know, we have a virus on our computers, we want to get a patch and fix it.
Yep.
Well, consciousness and the personality is not always that quickly. You know, it took years and maybe lifetimes, if we believe in reincarnation, to get to a certain point. The greatest healing that I have seen is that when one person truly cares about another mm-hmm. and truly stays the course with them, mm-hmm. doesn't give up, mm-hmm. The power that I have seen of a single individual working with other people is just unbelievable. I see it with a lot of healers, people who are working with Reiki and other healing modalities. You can just see their true care of service, of being in service, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Trouble is, in today's world, we're not patient. Corporations aren't patient. People aren't patient with relationships. They walk away. It's easier to walk away. Too many take the easy path, and instead of staying with somebody and fighting, they're gone. They just, you know, they're on to the next thing or person or whatever.
Well, it's just like the corporate greed. You know, it's like everything for the bottom profit line, you know, and not looking at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture are the people. Now, we're paying the price for the society that's in right now. And, you know, next year, you know, I predicted that we were going to have a upswing in the marketplace, for example, in the end of November, December. And we're seeing that right now. Then it turns next year. And, you know, I see levels between 46 and 4,700 on the Dow within a year. And all of that has to do with the system just being reworked. And so when we take the shortcuts, we get by for the next quarter or the next year,
yes.
or the next month in a relationship, we
yes.
pay the price. We have to think long haul, and we have to be in it for the long haul.
Well, that'll be new. Hadn't been that way in a while now. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Gordon Michael Scallion. Hello.
Hi, Art. Hi, Gordon. I've got a question, Gordon.
Hi, what was your name?
Greg.
Greg, okay, Greg.
Yeah, Gordon. Now, the banks, I agree with you, first off, that there is going to be a 1929-type depression and crash coming that's headed our way. So when this happens, the banks, they are so tied into the economy, the fabric of it, that when the economy comes down, the banks are going to follow right with it, and FDIC is not going to be able to cover those kinds of losses. They'll be paying pennies on the dollar, if even that. So let's say you have a person that has a few hundred thousand dollars in cash. How does a person protect that from what you've seen? The stock market's a joke, and you can't bring that kind of money home and stuff it in your mattress.
He makes a good point.
Yeah. There are several things, and these are things that I do and that have worked for me. First of all, I, in spite of what happens to the economy, that your home and key pieces of residential real estate are going to do very well, regardless of the marketplace. And we might argue that who's going to be there to buy them if there's no money? Well, there will be money. It's just that, you know, what will happen is that the Treasury Department has this great invention called a printing press, and they can just print more money. You know, our debt is out of sight right now, but we'll just continue to do it. Now, in truth, what it does is it devalues the dollar. It just goes down, down, and down. So effectively, you have less money, value-wise or purchasing power-wise. We may get into a stagnation and a devaluation actually of products and services. We may actually see that instead of going up. I think we'll have another recession next year, and I think we're going to see products and services actually dropping in value. So, you know, real estate is a good place to put it. A year and a half ago, I was suggesting that there would still be stocks that would be good and continue to be good. Those are like gold mine stocks, which did very, very well. Certain rare coins, low mintage, certified, these, you know, so the key here is to diversify. Also, having some money in cash that you can take out.
And land, because God's not making any more of it.
Well, you know, there's a housing shortage that's unbelievable in this nation, especially housing that's lower. I mean, in our area here, which is a small community, you can't even find a house under $150,000. They're like rarity, and the average time of a house being on the market in that range is less than 4 days. You know, so, and it's nationally, there's a problem. The high-end houses are tumbling, foreclosures. So, you know, the right kind of real estate, even apartments, are going to still do well. It's not going to go to zero. You know, if we look at the Depression, we see that, you know, we had a high unemployment, we had food lines, but the economy just didn't go away. The cause of the Depression then is the same thing that's going to cause a Depression now, and that was fear. Because when our economy is based on consumer spending. When we're fearful and we don't spend, we put our economy at risk. And so, you know, we had 0% finance for automobiles that generated a lot of auto sales. That's now pretty much over. I mean, they're still offering it, but the big numbers aren't there anymore. They're not, you know, people who were going to buy bought. So we're seeing the whole economy is going to shift downwards. People who were in the market, you know, lost billions and billions of dollars, they will lose even more in the future. But if you diversify, don't put it in one place. I have money in CDs, short-term, you know, CDs, and I still wouldn't take it out because I don't think it's going to be devalued to zero. But I'm in several different places, and things that I can control is real estate, my own home and my anything else I own that's rental. That's always been my way of my life.
In other words, get control of what's in your sphere of influence.
Yes.
That simple, really. I mean, that's all you can do as an individual.
Yes.
You know, Gordon, we've been doing this for a decade, on and off for a decade, and as you probably are aware, I'm retiring at the end of the year. And so I really want to take the opportunity to thank you for all these years.
Well, I wanted to come on. I know when you weren't able to make it last week, there was we received a significant number of emails asking why, you know, I wasn't on the show. And,
right.
And the reason is that I wanted to, at least for this go round, I wanted to say goodbye to you personally, and I wanted to, and that was my way of saying that the time period here has helped, I think, enlighten some people. At least it's got people to think, and if we accomplish that, then I think we've done our job. I can also tell you that the end of the year will not be the end for you in radio.
No doubt.
So I'm sure you don't want to hear that, but
no doubt.
I told you this last time when you went off. I said you will be back, and you will be back again, but not the same. It'll be something different, but you will be back.
It's been absolutely spectacular. I mean, over the years with you, it has been an amazing. I've watched you go through a metamorphosis in those years.
For sure.
And so I guess the ride isn't over. The ride's never really quite altogether over, is it?
No, it's not the destination. It's the journey.
It's the journey, yeah. Gordon Michael Scallion, thank you, my friend.
You bet. Very good best night. To you.
Good night.
Good night.
Be it sight, sound, smell, or touch, there's something inside that we need so much. The sight of a touch or the scent of a sound or the strength of an oak roots deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. To have all these things in our memories hold and they use them to help us.
For this night, from the high deserts, I'm Art Bell. Good night.